The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Well, yes, my husband is home. Won't you come in? Mr., what did you say your name was?
Tolman, Bertram Tolman.
Oh, yes, I have a come in. Dear, won't you come in the living room, please?
Thank you.
Dear.
Oh,
This is Mr. Tolman, who wanted to speak to you, my husband.
How do you do, sir?
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Tolman?
Well, I won't take up much of your time because you may not be interested at all. Lots of people aren't. You seem to think it's a lot of nonsense.
Oh, well, what is?
Well, I believe you're making plans to build a new house, is that right?
Well, yes, we are, huh?
Well, I don't represent any big company. I work by myself. But I do feel that I can save you quite a bit of money.
Oh, but just what is this all about, Mr. Tolman?
Have you started to drill for water yet?
Oh, I see. Well, I'm afraid, Mr. Tolman, we've already engaged somebody. I think it's all settled.
Yes, it is, dear. Mr. Wolford, and I think they were out there today, dear. Mr. Rogers, that's our architect, called and said Mr. Wolford was going out to look over the land.
Oh, fine.
No, you misunderstand me. I wasn't looking for the job of drilling your well.
Oh?
No, my profession is a much easier one. But a much more satisfactory one, I believe.
Look, Mr. Tolman, I'd appreciate if you'd come to the point. I got home early this afternoon because I have a great many things to do.
Quite so, sir. I'll be brief. Has your well digger decided where he's going to drill for water?
Well, I don't know.
No, they haven't, dear. Mr. Rogers called and said that Mr. Wolford was just looking at the place, trying to decide about the best place to drill. And I said, how long is it going to take to decide? And Mr. Rogers said he didn't know, but that Mr. Wolford wouldn't even start until he was positive, you know, that was the right place.
Yes, well, that's usually the way those men work. They're so positive. And yet when the drilling begins, they go down, down, down. The bill goes up, up, up.
Well, yes, I suppose that. What do you mean?
Well, at $4.70 a foot, that can run into a pretty sizable bill.
$4.70 a foot? Oh, well, it isn't that much. Is it?
How many feet do they have to go down?
Well, sometimes it's as little as 30 feet if they're lucky. Or even 60 if they're still lucky. But if they strike slate rock, then more rock, and you begin getting down 300 feet.
300?
I heard of one gentleman who lives not far from where you're building who had to drill 675 feet.
670? Oh, my gosh. That's $4.70 a foot? That'd be, give me a pencil. Give me a pencil.
Well, you can think to yourself that one of the most important factors in drilling a well is to make sure there's water and water not too far down.
$3,172.50. That's what it cost that man he spoke about to drill his well.
Oh, good heavens. 3,000. Hope that doesn't happen to us.
Well, I
would you like to prevent that happening to you?
I most certainly would.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Come to Beechnut Babyland, and you'll see everywhere beechnut fruits and vegetables grown with loving care. From seed to soil to picking time, we perform one feat to package for your baby the best food he can eat. Come to Beechnut Babyland. What? It's too much else to do? Then get Beechnut at your food store. Babyland will come to you.
And what special goodness it brings. Every food from Beechnut Babyland has the sunny freshness that babies love. Take Beechnut peaches. So juicy, young, and sweet to start with. And then those rosy peaches are very carefully prepared to preserve all the natural flavor baby wants, the natural food nourishment baby needs. Get the best for baby.
Get Beechnut, the most babied food in the world.
Overshoes, dear.
No, I'm all right. Now, where's Mr. Tolman?
He went on ahead. Did you lock the car?
No, it's all right. It looks like a wilderness around here.
Well, it won't when people start building. Oh, it's lovely here with the pine trees and everything, isn't it?
Yeah. Come on.
Oh, wait a minute. Just stand here a second, dear.
Why?
Well, Mr. Tolman said he wanted to go on ahead and just stand on our property quietly for a moment without any vibration, so we got the feel of the land or something.
Oh?
I really think, dear, you should have called Mr. Rogers and, you know, told him about this.
No, look, I am doing this on my own. My golly, I don't have to call Mr. Rogers about everything. I could go, I didn't know anything.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of dowsing before, dear, and I know they do find water by holding a stick over the ground. It doesn't sound like the sort of thing you go for.
Well, what have I got to lose? Look, I pay this guy $25, I get his opinion, and then I'll see if it jibes with what the driller says.
Oh, yes, I know.
I just as soon have two opinions. This one certainly doesn't cost me much, and... Well, on just such free things, I might save a whopping big bill. Boy, I thought of getting stung for thousands of dollars just to drill a...
You want to come over this way?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Come on, dear. I'm afraid this is all new to us.
No, most people think it's pretty silly. I wish I could tell you the thousands of dollars I'd save many a doubting Thomas.
Well, that's certainly good to know.
Do you use any particular kind of fort stick?
Well, some dowsers, that's what we call ourselves, use willow. Some use a fruit wood, like apple or cherry. I myself prefer the very light wood from the peach tree. I go south myself every year just to select the wood.
Is that so?
Oh, yes.
Well, I might as well confess I don't go for this mumbo-jumbo stuff myself.
There's no mumbo-jumbo to this. The principle behind it is very simple. All life needs water, and the branch is merely seeking what it needs.
Oh, yes, Well, I never thought of it that way. I can see that, It's very interesting, isn't it, dear?
Yes,
Well, you learn something new every day.
I'm just trying this ground over here.
It's just darn interesting, isn't it?
Well, I don't know, I guess so.
How do you smell? Is it cold?
Well, I don't know, maybe a little. It is chilly out here, and it all seems so weird. Here we are, it's so quiet, no houses around, the wind blowing. We stand here shivering on a hillside while some... perfectly strange man crawls around waving a forked branch over the ground. Oh, it's a little crazy.
Oh,
it is. I feel as though we're about to have some mysterious ancient druid ceremony.
Look, he explained that life needs water. The wood is merely going to bend toward what it needs.
I told Mrs. Cunningham we'd pick up Betsy at 5:30.
Yeah, all right. We'll make it.
Come here. Quickly, come here.
Oh.
Well, what is it? Come on. What is it, Mr. Toll?
Watch it, huh?
Honey. Hey, I'll be darned. Look, it's bending. Look. Look at that stick move. I'll be darned. Are you sure, Mr. Tolman? I mean, does that mean there's definitely water under here, right here?
You can take my word for it, sir. Dig here.
I can't get over it. That's incredible. You know, it's really incredible.
Well, I'll get dinner started. You better go on over to Cunningham's and pick up Betsy.
Oh, yeah.
You think you should have paid that Mr. Tolman until you knew there was water there?
Oh, sure, it doesn't matter. He said he's kind of traveled all over the state, you know. So, anyhow, now we know where to drill for water. Boy, of course, I got to get the driller's opinion.
And what if he doesn't agree? I mean, what if the driller says, no, that's not a good place to drill, and that's his business to know? What are you going to do, argue with him? You're going to insist that he drill where the stick said?
Well, I...
None of my business, dear. I think that was $25 just thrown away.
Look, at least I'll get two opinions and by different methods. I'll spend $25 extra now and
I
then...
know,
okay. I'd rather do that than wind up paying a lot of thousands of dollars, you know, drilling foot by foot and all that. I would. And anyhow, it was interesting. I tell you, when that stick began to bend, I really got kind of a funny feeling, didn't you?
Yeah, I got a funny feeling we were being taken.
I'll go get Betsy. So you who fall for every fortune teller and mind reader and heaven knows what, something like this comes along, which is based on sound physical and geological principles.
Get Betsy, dear. I've got to start dinner. Since you're so interested in this dowsing, maybe you ought to take it up. Then if you lose your job, it'd be an easy way to make money. Hello. Oh, hello, Mr. Rogers. Huh? What? Oh, no. Oh, my heavens. Oh, yes, come on out. We'll be home all evening. No. I won't say anything. I'd much rather you told him, Mr. Rogers.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Right now in America... one house out of every nine is in slum condition. Unless we take action, even more will deteriorate, not from age, but through neglect. In most communities, citizens are grouping together to take action against slums because that's the only sure way the problem can be licked.
you can help keep your neighborhood from deteriorating in two ways. First, by keeping your own home in good repair. Second, by joining with friends and neighbors who are taking action against slums. As a group, you'll encourage other homeowners to maintain their houses in tip-top shape. And you work more effectively with local authorities by making them aware of the need for new parks, zoning laws, and even special traffic regulations and additional traffic lights. Don't let your neighborhood run down through neglect. Get together with your neighbors and take action against slums.
Mr. Rogers is here. Go right in.
Thank you.
Oh, well, good evening.
Ah, I suppose you're thinking, here's that man again with more bad news.
Well, I don't think...
Sometimes I wish I were in some other business. Building a house always costs more than you planned, and it seems to me I'm always bringing the bad news.
Oh, well, my gosh, what is it this time?
Didn't you tell him?
No, I thought I'd let you do it, Mr. Rogers.
Well, for Pete's sake, what is it?
Well, you won't believe it, but I got a report from the well driller. Now, brace yourself.
Yeah.
Well, it's good news. For once I bring you good news, you don't have to drill for water.
Well, what?
No, sir. By gosh, there's a spring on your property on the north side. A real beauty.
You mean the brook?
No. This is a spring. And Mr. Wolford says all we have to do is tap that spring and run it right into the house. Oh, they might have to dig down a few feet, and they've got to put a pump in so you get pressure and all that, but you'd have to buy that in any case.
Well, you mean we don't have to drill for water at all?
No, sirree. Pretty good news, huh?
Well,
here's one thing about your house that isn't costing you a dime extra.
Yes. Well, that's wonderful, isn't it, dear?
Yes.
I take it Mr. Wolford didn't have any trouble finding the... spring.
No, there's lots of water on your place. In fact, too much, maybe. Oh, there's no sense getting alarmed yet, but let's just hope we don't get another spring in the basement.
Yes.
No, you're all set as far as water's concerned. Now, I have a few questions to ask you about the changes we made last night.
Oh, yes, of course, Mr. Rogers. Let's go over the plans. Come on, dear.
Yeah, oh, boy.
It's true that all news reporters broadcast some of the same news items, but there is a great difference in reporters. There's no substitute, for instance, for the years of wide and diversified experience Lowell Thomas brings to his nightly newscast on CBS Radio. Gold miner, cowpuncher, college professor, newspaper reporter, editor, historian, biographer, movie commentator, lecturer, author, and film producer have been some of the professions followed by Lowell Thomas in his active life. Join him every Monday through Friday night at most of these same stations when Lowell Thomas reports the news. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with John Gibson and Dwight Marfield, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Smith, inviting you to listen again Monday to The Couple Next Door.